Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Monday, May 24th, 2021. I'm Chance Miller. We are sponsored this week by ProClip USA. Leading off this week, Apple has updated the Apple Store application to version 5.12, bringing a completely redesigned interface for the iPad. The new design takes advantage of the sidebars introduced in iPadOS 14 last year, alongside a handful of other changes to the application as well. The new sidebar design is located on the left-hand side of the screen, and you can choose to hide it or to show it. It works just like other iPad apps in iPadOS 14, like the Music app and the Photos app. In the sidebar, you can access a variety of categories that were previously only depicted as a grid, and Apple has also added a new Recent Orders category to the sidebar for quickly accessing your recent orders. On top of the new design, Apple has added the ability to seamlessly add a keyboard or an Apple Pencil to your order when shopping for an iPad. This option now appears in the Configuration tool when selecting the size and storage capacity of an iPad. And finally, you can also now sign up for a Today at Apple virtual session directly in the Apple Store app for iPad. These updates to the Apple Store app design on the iPad were much needed, and you can download it today at the link in the show notes below. In other news today, Apple enabled HomePods to be used as the default audio output setting for the Apple TV, with a software update released last fall. This allows all audio from the Apple TV to be sent to the HomePod speakers with a simulated Dolby Atmos soundstage. With the new Apple TV 4K, tvOS now supports HDMI ARC and eARC for the first time. This means that all audio from all input sources can now go out over the HomePod speakers as long as you have an ARC-compatible TV. So eARC and ARC allow for an accessory connected over HDMI to be the global speaker output for the TV set. So this means that all audio from game consoles, cable boxes, and similar accessories can now be routed through the Apple TV output, with the sound then broadcast over the HomePods. So the HomePod can be used as the default output for all sound sources on the actual television, not just the Apple TV. This makes the Apple TV and HomePod combination a much more compelling option for your living room TV's primary speaker system. Again, to make this work, you need a second-generation Apple TV 4K, HomePod speakers, and a compatible TV set that supports HDMI ARC or eARC. And another limitation here is that it only works with the big HomePod, the HomePod that Apple discontinued a couple of months ago. The $99 HomePod Mini is not supported by this feature. So the inclusion of ARC support in this latest generation Apple TV shows that Apple had bigger ambitions for the HomePod as a wireless living room speaker before the product was abruptly discontinued. It's possible that Apple has a new version of the HomePod on the way that will also be able to take advantage of these features, but as for right now, that is not the case. We are sponsored this week by ProClip USA. Distracted driving is dangerous, and cell phones are one of the biggest causes of related accidents. You need a safe and sturdy spot to place your phone for GPS navigation, hands-free calling, and listening to your favorite podcast. And suction cups and vent clips just don't cut it. There are plenty of flimsy vent clips for MagSafe that use third-party magnets that aren't optimized for your new iPhone. But ProClip USA makes a mount that allows you to simply snap in your own MagSafe charging puck for the most secure MagSafe mount on the market. There are two parts to the ProClip USA design. First, the vehicle mounting base is designed specifically for the exact make, model, and year of your car. It easily snaps tightly into the seams of your dashboard panels for a solid and secure fit. I was able to install mine in just a few minutes. Second, the phone holder is made specifically for your iPhone, and there are a number of different configurations from which to choose. The ProClip MagSafe holder lets you bring the convenience of MagSafe to your car with just a snap. I've been using it for a few weeks now, and it really is that easy. If you're looking for a way to bring MagSafe to your car, there is no better option than ProClip USA. Don't settle for flimsy vent clips and suction cups, and build your custom ProClip solution today at ProClipUSA.com. Fans of 9to5Mac can save 10% on their order using the promo code 9TO5 at checkout from now until August 31st. Rounding out today, after a week of confusion, Apple has published a new support page with everything users need to know about Apple Music Lossless. The biggest discovery here is that HomePod Mini and HomePod will receive a software update sometime in the future to add support for lossless playback. Apple says, quote, HomePod and HomePod Mini currently use AAC to ensure excellent audio quality. Support for lossless is coming in a future software update, end quote. So we now know that all models of the HomePod will receive support for lossless audio, but it's still unclear if you'll need a pair of HomePods to enable this higher quality, or if only one will be enough. Also on this page, Apple reaffirms that none of its AirPods or Beats products can stream lossless over Bluetooth. Apple says, quote, AirPods, AirPods Pro, AirPods Max, and Beats wireless headphones use Apple's AAC Bluetooth codec to ensure excellent audio quality. Bluetooth connections do not support lossless audio, end quote. As for AirPods Max, Apple confirms that these do not stream lossless or high-res lossless over Bluetooth, but it does clarify the situation around using the Lightning to 3.5mm audio cable. Apple says that when the AirPods Max are connected to a device using this cable, the headphones will deliver, quote, exceptional audio quality, but because of the digital-to-analog conversion that is caused by that cable, the playback will not be completely lossless. Apple also clarifies that broadcast radio, live radio, on-demand content from Apple Music One, and music videos will not support lossless audio. iTunes purchases can also not be downloaded again in lossless, as the feature is only available from the Apple Music catalog. Apple Music Lossless will launch to the public in June, alongside spatial audio support in Apple Music for the first time. Both of these features come at no additional cost for Apple Music subscribers. That wraps up another episode of 9to5Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5Mac.com. Follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5Mac Daily.